This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Look, there's not going to be a forfeiture of draft picks for the Falcons. I'm told that this is going to essentially close the book on any sort of punishment as it relates to this. We already had the apology in a statement. Jax Olbrich, the 21-year-old son of Jeff Olbrich, calling Shedeur Sanders and the Sanders family to offer an apology. The team fine. And now this individual fine of $100,000, not inconsequential whatsoever.
Jonathan Jones, Jeff Olbrich, back in our lives.
Former Jet interim head coach, right? He took over after Sala left, didn't he?
Yes, he's the coach of the team that came here and lost 40-14 back in December. It was 40-0 with Aaron Rodgers. They took Rodgers out. Tyrod Taylor, touchdown, touchdown. Maybe the Bills had taken out their good players. Maybe not. But Jeff Olbrich, that's happening.
Imagine doing screwing something up so badly for your dad that you cost him $100,000. That is tough. That is a tough spot. Man.
You know, some people are probably thinking, I did that to my parents. It was called going to college. But, you know, maybe that wasn't all bad. Maybe it was even great.
Yeah, that would have been, like, planned, though, right, to some extent, right? Whereas this is just like, hey, you did a thing that was awful. Inappropriate only begins to explain how wrong it was, and it's going to cost your dad $100,000.
Did you see the tweet listing the Falcons' fines? I mean, they had one for lying about Bijan Robinson's injury. They had one for Kirk Cousins tampering. And there's another one in recent years where they've been fined for just, like, dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Perfectly avoidable things.
Doesn't seem like they're really on top of that sort of thing. Yeah.
It's why you hate them. Or maybe it isn't, but you do hate them.
I don't care that they cheat. It's mostly I just don't think anybody really likes them.
Wouldn't you want to like them because of that?
Because nobody likes them?
Yeah.
You put it like that. No. I'll ride the bandwagon when it comes to sports. I don't want to be all alone.
Shouldn't they be interesting this year? You liked Penix.
I still do like Penix. I mean, I don't think he flashed a ton last year, but I'm excited to see that. I hope he goes to a real team someday, though.
Dennis is next. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys. So just to kind of put a bow on the draft, I thought kind of all 3 days I thought were thoughtful. I thought as far as the drafting strategy went, I was always wanting to go corner over D-line, at least in the first round, and I'm glad that we did that. Really good player, I think. So I think we're good there. And then I think, the second and third rounds, I think, just like you guys always say, it's probably unsustainable to continue this, every season with 25-plus turnovers. I think they realize, like, if we're going to get off the field on third down, we're going to have to do it with a pass rush. we have to get after the quarterback. We can't just always rely on turnovers.
Yeah.
And so the T.J. Sanders pick was actually a surprise for me because I didn't think that we would try to go with a three technique. But then when you think about it, I kind of like the strategy with what they did, especially coming back with Deion Walker in the fourth round. And so that kind of puts me on the third day in the thoughtfulness of some of those picks where I think Walker was standing out probably on their board with, like, he's a one tech. I know he can play some three, but, I mean, talk about the anchor that you're looking for in there. So
yep.
Great pick there. And then even with the tight end, who knows how he's going to be. I mean, he's a fifth-round tight end, I think he was. But, you know, with Alec Anderson being on the field all the time, you only have to defend four receivers, four eligibles. And if this guy could come in as good of a job as Alec Anderson did, this guy's, like, talked about as being the best blocking tight end that there was in the draft. And if he takes Anderson's spot, now you have to actually guard five guys instead of only four. So, I mean, if that's what they're looking at there, that made a lot of sense. And then that the other corner that we drafted, who is kind of a hybrid safety nickel, you know, we don't really have a true backup for Cam Lewis's spot. And, you know, I mean, it just seems like everything was well thought out.
Yeah.
I could be reaching here for that, just looking for good things. But it seemed like top to bottom. I don't know. I thought it was an excellent draft. Maybe his best. Yeah, I mean, time will tell. But I really thought it was good.
Okay. Thanks, Dennis.
I certainly like the top four picks a lot. I think the point about the tight end, I feel like Sal made that point when we talked to him on Monday, that this could be an Alec Anderson replacement, and Anderson becomes more of just a traditional backup offensive lineman. I do also like having – how did Sal say it? I think either yesterday or on Monday. Like raising the floor of the backups in the secondary. You know, nothing against the guy like Lewis or Ingram, but I think you're getting guys here that might end up pushing those guys further down the depth chart eventually. And look, that's the way the world works. You know, you should try to get better. So, and I like having someone who maybe is targeted as a potential not only Taron Johnson backup, but maybe eventually a Taron Johnson replacement. I mean, these players do not get to live forever and play effectively forever. So I think you got to start thinking about that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Ed, and I wonder how much that played into their selection of that play. Hancock is the guy I'm thinking of there, the Ohio State guy, unless I've got them reversed, but I think that's right. I like that sort of... It, as Dennis is saying, well thought out. Like, if I'm right about that, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Works. Thanks, Dennis. It's Derby week.
Yeah, I know. I just did an ad.
Oh, yeah. You would know that. DK Horse.
DK Horse. Here we go.
What am I doing with money in DK Horse? Shouldn't I just be paying for the water bill? Or something else. I mean, what am I doing with DK Horse?
Probably, yeah.
You don't have a derby routine, right?
No, I don't. There were a few years in there where I would take whatever someone on the air that would have been a guest on our show or on the morning show, Ryan from Batavia Downs or someone else.
Todd Height.
Todd Height, thank you. That was the name.
Yeah.
He's more the handicapper guy. And sort of write that down, right, and go to OTB at some point on Saturday afternoon. And just
tail him.
Yeah, and just do that. And I don't think it ever won me anything, which is, you know, it's not a critique.
Should it?
Yeah, right. I mean, what are we doing here? We're betting
on horses.
I'm sure
Todd has won many times.
Yes, I'm sure he has. But no, I guess no. No Derby routine. And as it turns out, this Derby day, I will be at Red Rocks for, well, I'll probably be getting to Red Rocks for a concert at about the time the Derby goes.
All right. Will it be on the screens?
I'm going to guess no, but I don't want to speak. I've never been to this venue, so I don't know. But
legendary.
I would anticipate no. Yeah, definitely a bucket list item for music aficionados, which I would consider myself one. And so
I'm sorry, you've never seen Katy Perry either.
No, that's right. And I'm really excited to see how that show goes off in such a classic setting.
I couldn't wait. Yeah. I had to just interrupt you with it.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait.
You knew I was about to say who I'm going to see. I think I did. We're going to see Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. We've seen them. I don't even know. I tried to start counting it up, and it's more than a dozen times. And really, all the way from Mohawk Place, you know, in front of a couple hundred people to, you know, these big giant venues like a place like Red Rocks is a stadium or anything, but whatever. It's an iconic venue. And my wife and I have, neither of us have ever been there. We drove past it one time when we were out there visiting Owen when he was in Albuquerque. So pretty excited for, I guess, 4 days in the mountains.
Is there hockey potentially?
Colorado is home tonight.
Tomorrow.
So yeah, we're gonna miss that. We talked about this last week with Sam Paniatovich because he's got a Rockies under bet on the season, and they're out of town. They're in San Francisco. I haven't looked if there's basketball, but anyway, baseball was the only thing I would have done. I'm not gonna go to a hockey game or a basketball game while I'm out there. Baseball would have been nice, you know, have a couple of beers, sit and look at the mountains, you know, whatever. But we'll do that without the baseball game, I'm sure.
It was one of my favorite stadiums. The Rockies are just so bad. They've almost never been good. But it doesn't matter. You know, with baseball, it doesn't matter who the teams are. It can, if you get Ohtani or something. Like, it can matter. But you just do it casually like that, who cares? Any two teams.
Right.
Coors Field, sitting way up in the right field stands with the scoreboard over left field and the mountains behind that. Amazing. Dodger Stadium. We'll never forget my one time there with my son, who was 10 months old. John Wooden had died that day. Kershaw pitched. He's still going. Jason Hayward is still going. Struck out 5 times in 9 innings. We had this in a game opening day with the Brewers guy. I always get the Jacksons. Is it Jackson Churio? With the Brewers, 0-for-5 with 5 Ks against the Yankees in 9 innings. Hayward did that night. Incredible time. And Pittsburgh.
Right.
Pittsburgh from behind the plate.
Right. That's what I was waiting to say. Like, it doesn't matter who the teams are, how good the teams are necessarily. Like, great. If I could go see Ohtani and the Dodgers play in Pittsburgh, yeah, I'd prefer that. But really, it's going to be about, do I have the time? Does this line up with everybody's schedules? Can we get away for, you know, an overnight or whatever? And I gotta get that into the stream of possibilities, because I've been really wanting to make a trip like that, you know, just a long weekend kind of thing, kind of like I'm doing in Denver this weekend, but just in Pittsburgh, because I haven't been to a major league game, it feels like, in a very, very long time.
All right. Well, it's not happening this weekend for you,
no,
sadly, despite being in a major league town. 803-0550 is the number, talking draft, takeaways from it. Also earlier, as the last 2 days have played out, we have a back and forth that's kind of always there between feeling really grateful for the Bills' last 5 years, but also being mad about it because they've been so close. You know, when they're not that close, you're maybe more distant and you're not so much mad, perhaps, as you are just kind of bored. So, you know, it kind of seems right to be both. And I think the grateful crowd, we had this yesterday, sort of rose up to defend Brandon Bean, who's getting some heat, and Sean McDermott by extension, whereas the, you know, kind of angry crowd, I'm not saying angry in a bad way, I mean, I get it, is like, well, when are we going to win? Something has to change, that kind of thing. 803-0550 to weigh in. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.